The Justin Robert Young Show brought to you as always by the folks that pay us at payjurydaily.com. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Monday, October 15th, 2018, and we are back. Back and better than ever for Jury Daily. I am fresh off a Vegas trip, which means my voice is trashed. I feel a lot better than I felt last time that I spoke with you in studio. Then I felt like pure garbage, but I am now ready and raring to go. We're having a good time. I had a great time in Vegas. Big shout out to Ice Cream Social and the Scoop Fest organizers, Matt and Paul and Jacob and everybody else, Show Creator Studios, who put just an amazing, fantastic event on all this weekend. Great live Night Attack. I would suggest you go check that out. Also, something that I was not expecting to debut this week is my appearance on The Modern Rogue. I shot an appearance on The Modern Rogue. So if you're watching this on YouTube, then go ahead and find me on The Modern Rogue. In fact, you want to know what? I'll put the little link there in the description. But I explain how you can buy an election, or at least how elections were bought in 1960. And before, specifically about the political machines, and one really awesome story about the West Virginia primary in 1960, where JFK and Hubert Humphrey squared off, and how votes were bought then. So go check that out. More of a political stuff, but I think you guys will enjoy it. Let's talk about some Jury Daily stuff here, though. These millennials, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These millennials are out here, and they're killing something again. The trail of dead, the bloody trail of dead that these monsters leave behind them is really just shocking. So here we go. Ad Age, millennials kill again their latest victim, American cheese. Oh, my God. Can anybody please think of those paper-thin slices of American cheese. Those iconic squares that were there for everybody's enjoyment. Now, I'm not even going to read this story. I mean, the story basically makes the point that all of American cheese has begun to decline as more fancy cheeses have become the norm. I will say that, number one, I've never been an American cheese guy. I've always been a provolone man myself, even on grilled cheese sandwiches. Also, I think that we have definitely hit peak nostalgia when something that is obviously as processed as American cheese now becomes something that we revere. Before, that used to be the sign that we were poisoning our children with a bunch of processed garbage, and now that more different cheeses that are probably closer to the source are now more the norm, now we're going to lament about the time that we used to have these very iconic processed cheese slices. But it did get me thinking. You ever, you start reading history and everything, and you realize that there were just things back in the day that were way more popular food-wise. And it becomes kind of the reason why you sort of, like, date somebody or make fun of them. Like, spread liver. There was a time, I'm assuming, that at a certain point, spread liver was something that was not as niche of a food product as it is now, right? By modern sensibilities, spread or chopped liver is something that we are like, ooh, gross. That's weird. That's an odd thing. But back in the day, that might not have been, right? I would assume that it is something that fell out of favor. See, another Jay Martin here in our Twitch chat. Go ahead and watch us live, twitch.tv/JustinRYoung. Says, my grandpa and dad loved spreadable liver. And yet, now we don't. So now I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh my God, are Kraft cheese singles going to be that for us? Are we a generation that will have our grandchildren sneering back at us and saying, ew, God, what are these? And Grandpa will be like, oh, I love it. You just put two and you make a little grilled cheese sammy and meep. Like, oh, Grandpa, you're fucking gross. Watch your mouth, kid. Eat shit, Pop-Pop. I don't know why this conflict escalated so fast in my head. But I wonder, is there anything else that you would imagine in our current diet that will be phased out and now signal to every generation after us that we were into some gross shit? And they have now been weaned off it. And also, let me go ahead and ask all the parents here in the audience. Do your kids, because this is how we know. We will know now. We know right now whether or not grilled cheese made by Kraft Singles will be phased out based on whether or not the current parents of young children are feeding them this. Because if they're not, then the die has already been cast, my friends. If there's no, because nobody really loves Kraft Singles except for the fact that they remember eating them as a kid, right? This is our nostalgia speaking to us when we like look at these weird day glow orange slices and immediately our mouths start to water. Nobody looks at that in general. If you had no idea what a Kraft single slice was, nobody would look at that and say, ooh, goddamn, I can't wait to sink my teeth into it. But yet we remember it fondly from our childhood. Ooh, we got a few good ones here from Stephanie Ray CA. Eggos, Cheese Whiz, and cheese slices are things that she does not buy for her children. And yet those are all things that as a child I remember very fondly. Remember Eggo waffles very fondly. I remember squirting Cheese Whiz onto crackers or directly into my mouth very fondly. Cheese slices. Mmm. So if Stephanie Ray CA were ever to bring her children down to the City of Brotherly Love in Las Vegas and go to one of the famous cheesesteak places, her kids would recoil at the idea that they are spraying Cheese Whiz all over things. All right, so here we go. Please send it in, jerrydaly@gmail.com. Things you think will be the spreadable liver of our generation and all the parents who actually hold all the answers to this. What are the things that you loved as a kid that either you refuse to get your kids or your kids recoil from? This is the sea change. The sea change of our culinary culture. You can, of course, always go ahead and email us, jerrydaly@gmail.com. That is where we read your emails literally each and every show. Daniel writes, listening to the latest Jerry Daly, and I cannot agree more about fucking online petitions. He then asks for something that I have never done on this or any other show, and I'm going to attempt to do it right now. I'm going to warn everybody that this may or may not be the only time I ever do it, because it quite possibly will be very, very bad. Daniel has asked me to do the angry email voice for British people. I have to do a British angry email voice. So an angryemail.co.uk voice. So here we go. Oh, I got to workshop this a little bit, actually. I'm also just coming off this cold here, so I'm a little phlegmy, but here we go. If the American version is, well, you're doing this kind of voice. And if all I want to do, it can't be a Cockney one, though, right? Because it has to be a little bit more posh than that. Or live in the UK. Okay, I live in the UK. I voted against Brexit, but fuck me, here I'm not completely done with the stupid petitions for Remain. They are typically 1 million people sign blah against blah, to which the obvious point is that something like 13 times that many people voted Remain in the actual fucking referendum. Cool story, bro. Less than 10% of the people had voted either way in the real vote. Sign your petition, which is only targeted at one side. Can the rule be, unless your petition got more votes than the real vote, at least 50% of the relevant population, then can fuck off. I might have wound up getting Cockney. I had no idea where else to go with that voice. So it ended up where it ended up. And we might never, ever, ever do it again. Hot Beverages wrote in. We had a very passionate defense of Cincinnati as I talked about how much I liked Cleveland. Some inter-Ohio violence. Hot Beverages thinks that the defense might have been a little oversold. I like Cincinnati. I was born here, but in what universe do we have a good bus system? Or exist people who actually like and ride the trolley? Who uses the Bengals in a bragging manner? And Kings Island is the best amusement park? It isn't even the best one in Ohio. Also, Cincinnati chili isn't good. But for real, Justin, we are within a day's drive and 2/3 of the U.S. population have night attack, have a night attack show live here. I can't say jury because of the house tour, but you technically didn't do a show here. So, hashtag, since he is great, come back, Justin. You coward. Well, Harambe to you, too. I did get a gratuitous Harambe shot in at the other emailer. Also, Sean on YouTube writes, what was the Obama White House threat hold to answer petitions? There was a Death Star one that got to it and it was commented on. Look, I was fine with the Obama White House directing an intern to write a response to certain petitions. I think that it was largely lip service. And in its most sinister, or not sinister, cynical view, it was a way that they could not answer press questions for dumb stuff. But look, it's fine. There was an intern probably sitting around that would have been really excited to write the official White House response to some whatever on petition, you know, wethepeople.com or whatever. But also, that was kind of a quaint idea back in 2008, right? And the internet was just like kind of enough that people could say, oh, okay, well, we'll be internet forward by answering whatever gets X amount of threshold on wethepeople.com. Instead of now, it's like, no, just answer what everybody's talking about on Twitter right now. Like, right now. Right now. Can you please do the In My Feelings, Kiki, Do You Love Me challenge? Go. Now. Do it. Or not. But answer us. We're the internet. We demand your attention. Folks, you can go ahead and send us an email. Oh, by the way, if you didn't catch last Thursday's episode, it is a live show, or a live and recorded in the same room episode with Brian Brushwood. His unpopular opinion is about YouTube. Go and listen. I don't understand. Is it me? The producers of this program are The Gen, PD Rave, Non-Specific Rock and Roll, Martian Joe Acosta, Will, Redneck Tech, James, Bill, and Dustin. You can email me, jurydaily@gmail.com, or go ahead and leave a comment right here on the YouTube page. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Justin R. Young. Hashtag join the conversation at diamondclub.reddit.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember to give Mr. Wacky a round of applause. Until tomorrow, please.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.